Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah Muslim.
There's one point I want to discuss as part of the introduction to Surah Yusuf. We had previously mentioned when talking about Allama Sabuni's introduction to the Surah, that the Shani Nuzul, the cause for revelation, was that it was Amul Huzn, the year of grief. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lost his greatest internal support, his wife Khadija radiallahu anha. Then he lost his greatest external support a few weeks later, and that was his uncle Abu Talib, who was willing to make huge sacrifices so that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could continue with his mission. And not long thereafter, the incident of Taif took place, which was it had a huge impact on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha was too young at that time. Later on asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what was the most difficult day for you? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made reference to the incident of Taif. So these things all took place in that one year, the 10th year, after Nubuwa, about 2 years or so before Hijrah. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then revealed Surah Yusuf to give consolation to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that other Anbiya also faced difficulties. Yusuf Alaihi Wasallam faced difficulties at the hands of his own brother, like you are facing at the hands of your brethren, the Quraysh. But ultimately he prevailed and you will prevail. Now, I've come across some more detail which I want to share with you this morning. Apart from these incidents, there are also other incidents that took place in Makkah. The one is, it is mentioned that when the persecution of the Muslims increased and the Sahaba in Makkah were feeling more overwhelmed by the pressures, they came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said, O Messenger of Allah, why don't you tell us the stories of those before you who also suffered? O Messenger of Allah, why don't you tell us the stories of those before you who also suffered? And when they wanted it, and it was in response to this request, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then revealed Surah Yusuf to give strength and courage to the Sahaba who were going through a lot of difficulty. And not long thereafter, then they made Hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara and things improved significantly. Another cause of revelation that the scholars have noted, which I want to share with you today, which we haven't discussed before, is that the Quraysh wanted to try to outwit Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and show that he was not truly a prophet. So they sent a delegation to the Yahud of Yathrib, to the Jews in Medina. Yathrib was known as, that was the name of Yathrib, of the city before it was called Medina by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they said, tell us a question that only a prophet would be able to answer. Now the Meccans were pagans. They did not believe in a scripture, nor did any prophet come from their ancestry up to that particular time, because they were from the progeny of Ismail Alaihi Wasallam. And The Jews had many prophets. They were from the progeny of Ishaq alayhi salam. So they asked the Jews, who were more in tune with scripture, that tell us, what question can we ask him that will put him in a difficult situation? So they said, ask him the story of Yusuf and his brothers, because none besides those who know scripture will be able to give the answer. Now in Makkah, no one knew of Yusuf alayhi salam or his brothers. No one knew the story. There were no Jews, no Christians in Makkah, and because Yusuf alayhi salam was not from the legion, the progeny of the Arabs, they knew of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they knew of Ismail alayhi salam, but they did not know about Yusuf alayhi salam, who came from the Banu Ishaq and was not from the Banu Ismail. Hence, they thought this was a very good question with which to outwit Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, and they asked him that what is the story of Yusuf and his brothers, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then revealed the surah. So apart from those three incidents that took place in Amul Huzn, which was a cause for the revelation of the surah, these are the two other incidents. The Sahaba wanting to know stories of the people of the past so that they could gain courage because it was becoming very difficult. And also the Meccans wanting to outwit Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And both of this led to the revelation of Surah Yusuf. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.